subject, my wife ain't nothing but a booty call. Dear Steve, yeah, marinate on that for a minute, huh?
Okay.
Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm a 43-year-old man, and my wife is sleeping with my cousin.
Hello.
I've been married for 15 years, and we have two kids together. My wife gets mad at me and sleeps around. I'm trying to do the right thing, but I want a divorce. She doesn't cook or clean. She always waits until I go to sleep to get out of the house. Steve, I really love this woman, but if I stay, I will be serving a prison term, and she is on drugs. I really need some advice in this situation. This is my second marriage, and I want it to work. But this is not the first time she has cheated. I really can't keep count. I really want to hurt my cousin. Can you give me some advice? And no, I'm not cheating on her. I love her too much to hurt her like this. I'm at the end of my rope. Obviously, there are some serious major league problems going on in this marriage. And the sad part about it is that you have two kids. But the advice for me is to count your losses and just leave this ratchet woman. I mean, she's on drugs. She needs help for that, for sure. But what do you mean she's sleeping with your cousin? And you know about it. I mean, your cousin is just so foul for sleeping with a married in-law in the beginning, and this happens to be your wife. I mean, I don't understand how you as a man can just stand by and allow all of this to go down like this. I mean, you say you really love her, but really, she doesn't deserve your love. I just don't think so. I mean, she doesn't appreciate you. She doesn't appreciate the fact that she has a family. Two kids are involved here. She has no idea of what it means to be married. She doesn't care because by cheating, she's risking all of this. She really is. What's really hard to understand, though, is why you're still there and why you really haven't checked your cousin. Those are the hard things to understand here. But first of all, I think if she is on drugs, she needs help. That's first and foremost. Steve?
First of all, let's kill the title of this. This ain't just a booty call. See, a booty call is something you are involved in. Must I remind you that a booty call involves two things, some booty and a telephone. That is the key ingredients to a booty call. If you're not the one partaking of the booty, and you are not the one putting in the call, you can't call it a booty call. Now, this lady ain't nothing but a slut.
Lady?
See, let's take wife out and let's stop saying booty call. Now, this lady / slut, hooker, junkie, crackhead, skank is acting hoish. You 43, your wife is sleeping with your cousin. Now, right here, the cousin has an ass whooping coming. You ain't got to discuss it. You ain't going to go to jail for it. All this is legal, I'm sure. I'm pretty sure you can jump on your cousin for sleeping with your wife. I about damn believe that. Stand your ground. Just say anything. Next, Steve, I really love this woman, but if I stay, I will be serving a prison term. Okay, I don't understand what you mean. Is being with her like being in prison, or if you stay with her, you going to do something to somebody?
You going
to
do
something.
Yeah, that's
what he
means.
You going to
do something.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, you need to go and get to doing it to your cousin. Don't kill him, but he do need to get whooped real good, though. I suggest a rolled-up phone book in a pillowcase.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you can get a lot of leverage. If you roll a phone book up and duct tape it, and then put it in a pillowcase, and you grab the end of it.
Hey.
You ain't going to believe. You can hit him in the legs and everywhere. Woo!
Steve, really?
Steve Harvey.
Really?
I'm just trying to help him get through it. And she is my second marriage, and I want it to work. Well, it ain't working.
Yeah, get out.
Can we just say it ain't working?
The marriage hurts.
Yes.
You can quit wanting the second one to work. Get out.
Yes. You got to get out.
Try number three. Hell, three was a charm for me. Try.
The third one works.
You're speaking from experience, Steve.
Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes third time is the charm, baby.
Yes, it is.
That's all I got to say to you, partner. You need to jump on your cousin.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.